From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Deposed Honduran President Manuel Zelaya says he'll return to Honduras today to reclaim the presidency he lost in a coup 1 week ago. The officials who replaced him warn he'll be arrested if he tries to come back. NPR's Juan Ferrero has more.
Zelaya says he'll show up at Tegucigalpa Airport along with several Latin American presidents who support him. Those who ousted him from office say he'll be arrested. The Catholic hierarchy here told Zelaya to stay away to avert a bloodbath. The growing crisis could have been avoided had the new leader here, Roberto Micheletti, stepped aside after Friday's visit by the OAS Secretary General. But he and his associates remained defiant. Soldiers burst into the presidential palace last Sunday and put Zelaya on a plane that took him to exile. His opponent said he was attempting a power grab and needed to be stopped. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Tegucigalpa, Honduras.
President Obama leaves tonight on a trip that will take him to Italy for an economic summit with the leaders of other major powers. But first, he'll stop in Moscow to meet tomorrow with Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, there to discuss plans to draft a new agreement on reducing warheads. The 1991 START 1 accord is to expire December 5th. Another major topic is expected to be efforts to end the Taliban insurgency in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, officials say 16 Afghan workers were kidnapped at gunpoint last night in the eastern part of the country. They had been hired by an international agency to clear mines. Also yesterday, two British soldiers were killed in southern Afghanistan in two separate explosions. A bomb exploded near a Roman Catholic cathedral in the southern Philippines today. Authorities say at least four people were killed and 45 were wounded. They say the device was hidden near a row of food stalls by the church and went off as churchgoers were leaving after Mass. Another bomb exploded near a natural gas pipeline in northeastern British Columbia. It's the second attack in the area in a week and the sixth since last October. Dan Karpinchuk reports.
The explosion damaged the gas pipeline in the Dawson Creek area in the northeast part of the province. Police say it caused a leak, but there were no injuries. The blast was heard by repair crews who were less than a mile away. They were repairing wellhead equipment that was damaged by a similar explosion on Wednesday. Police say the incidents are linked to previous attacks. The owner, Encana Corporation, says the pipeline carries sour gas, which contains hydrogen sulfide and can be deadly if inhaled. Police have labeled the bombings as domestic terrorism and have flown in their Integrated National Security Enforcement Team unit. The string of six bombings since October has raised tensions in the area, leaving many residents edgy and suspicious. Encana says it's become an attack against the entire community because whoever's responsible is putting everyone's lives at risk. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
This is NPR News from Washington. Police are trying to determine who's responsible for the death of football player Steve McNair. The 36-year-old former NFL quarterback was found dead yesterday in a Nashville condo with multiple gunshot wounds. A 20-year-old woman described as a friend was found dead next to him with a single gunshot wound. For the first time since the September 11th attacks of 2001, the crown of the Statue of Liberty is open to the public. The first visitors climbed the stairs to the crown yesterday. From member station WNYC, Ben Calhoun reports.
The Marine Band welcomed the first visitors of the weekend to Liberty Island. Among them, Mark Andros, who was returning to visit the crown after going with his wife 20 years ago. This time, he was with their two children, who he said changed the experience.
It's hot at first, and then what's taking so long?
But Andros says their mood changed when they reached the top.
They really couldn't fathom how big the statue was till they were inside it, and then it was pretty neat.
After closing in 2001, the base of the Statue of Liberty reopened, but the National Park Service kept the crown closed, citing safety concerns. A spokesman says a safety evaluation and a few modifications made the reopening possible. For NPR News, I'm Ben Calhoun in New York.
Last night in New York, the city had the biggest July 4th fireworks display in the nation, setting off more than 22 tons of pyrotechnics over a mile and a half of the Hudson River. President Obama welcomed military families to the White House last night to watch a fireworks display over the Washington Monument. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.